Good evening, everybody. Hi. Okay, so as usual, we want to take the background, Mori Rishenim, whatever halachas that we deal with here. And today we're dealing with the Pesach cleaning and the extent of Pesach cleaning, how much Pesach cleaning. So instead of just valving, let's try to get down to the basics of Seidus and use that to bring ourselves to some clarity on what was your, what's mesh, what you mechuyev, what you potter, what could you do, what should you do. So I think a good place to start from is always the Gemara. Gemara Pesachim, above him in bed. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Abidek Tzorich Sheyevatel. Even somebody who's being mekayim, the takon of chomer, make bedikas chomer, and of course is getting rid of everything that he has found, still tzorich sheyevatel. He still has to be mevatel whatever chomer may be in his house. In fact, you go, well, why? If you make bedikas chomer, why do you have to make bittul? I time him. He name him mishum pirurim. If you'll say that maybe it's because of crumbs. In other words, crumbs are l'chatchila not choshev. Ad kidei kach, they're l'chatchila not choshev, that there's no need to be mevatel them because they're bottled me'aleim. Pirurim me'mele battling. Right? The bottle on their own, so there's no need to go to that step, the extra step, to waste the time to mevatel pirurim, because they are bottled before you start. Zokti Ritzvah. Right there. Zav Zayin Amud Alf. Still Maskul Hoyom. Look there ito. Yesh mi gedoyli hadoy. Machmirim ba'atzmo. This is the first place where we find beyond whatever halacha is the chomra. Yesh mi gedoyli hadoy machmirim ba'atzmo. Machmir on themselves. The choyshishim b'yoyim yudalud lekarka habayiz shenoyflin shom pirurim. On yoyim yudalud on Erev Pesach after they finish the B'dikas Chomer. Not a concern. What about crumbs that fell on the floor? V'loy efshal mivdak shapir. You can't check that well enough. Crumbs on the floor? Who says you'll see them, we'll find them. You won't be able to make the right proper bedika for that. And therefore the kivdin, I say. So they sweep the floor. This is a chomer, they sweep the floor. The choyshishin. And they're still choshesh, after sweeping the floor, which is the first chomer, they're still choshesh, the loyam inchas kosei miskabit, that we don't say that we could have a clear chazaka that after sweeping, everything by MS was really swept. Because you can sweep, but you can't do a good enough job. Umavim shom tarnagoylum lechel pirurim. You hear the vacuum cleaner that they used in those days. They brought in chickens. The chicken does a better job than you. Finding crumbs. He wants the food. So in the Mela, they bring chickens in to eat off whatever crumbs may be there. The chickens get into the corners and wherever it is. But, there's definitely no reason to do this, he says. Why? Pirurim are not kosher in a bottle. So here we find, we have the Gemara that says, Pirurim, not anything to be concerned about at all. You don't have to know about this bottle on its own. And we have the Ritva who says, Korazai, therefore there's no reason to sweep up and bring in chickens and who knows what. Forget about it. Not training. We already see over here, Gedoyle Hadoy, he says, Achmire Ba'atmo, that even though all of these crumbs are irrelevant, but as far as their chumra is concerned, they're relevant. We're starting to see a little bit of the tension that everybody puts up with when it comes to cleaning the place. As I'm working Avraham, for now, we'll continue with Gufa Alocha, which is very clear, Pirurim, Amelo Batli. I'm working Avraham, Tufa, Amidal, Zikot, and Hey, Vidat, the Pirurim, Amelo Batli. Pirurim, a bottle in and of themselves, a bitul who? What's the bitul for? Shema yis imtza glusko yufei fia. Is maybe you're going to find a nice piece of mezainus. That's the reason why you need bittul. Because it definitely can't be that you need bittul for pirurim, pirurim reilo batli, muzdach zayin, and if you really need any kind of bittul, tani for gluski yafefiyu. Okay, which means not only is there no balgiro balgimotze with pirurim, and therefore you don't have to go make a bedika on it to find it and be mevayer, but there's also no need again to be mevatel either, as the Gemara said. So thus is the Vaganov. Shuvas HaRosh writes, however, Mamish Golvar, much further than what the Ritzvah writes, and definitely not like the Gedolei Adorah that the Ritzvah brings. He has a way to get this year it's not Negeya, but we all remember the years when you have Erev Pesach Shechal V'Shabbos and all the nerven that's going on. Then what are you going to do? Erev Pesach Shechal V'Shabbos, there's nothing you can do after it. You have to eat tzudas. Everybody has their way, their nusach. The people standing over the toilet and eating. It's a tzudah. What's tzudah? Dr. Rosh. He has a simple answer. You have to eat three tzudas of pasul on Erev Pesach Shechal V'Shabbos. Okay. You've always no problem, he says. In fact, Shiloh left him. He says, you have the tablecloth, you didn't go to the tablecloth. Now, could you have a goy come, take the whole tablecloth, wrap it up, commercial, and take it outside into the Carmelis or Shus HaRavim, wherever it is that there is outside, with all of the crumbs, and empty it outside in the street? But the Shiloh Bahamas was more of a Shabbos bigger Shiloh than Pesach bigger Shiloh, yeah? Shiloh was, could a goy take the tablecloth outside? Dr. Rosh, lay down a little bit, see a mapa. Well, you have to take the tablecloth outside for you don't understand. And we unite our mapu. Why don't you shake off the crumbs inside the house? Yes. What's the problem, he said? Shake the crumbs off onto the floor inside the house. Anyway, bring it greater, bring it outside. What's the point? Yeah, by the way, this is not just the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah brings the Rosh down, his father, and Shulchan Aruch, and feels tough and balanced. Pass him the mice, and you can do that. Throw the crumbs all over the floor of your house. Zokta Beis Yosef over there on the Torah. He explains, what's the Svara? He says, it follows the Gemara. Pirurim and Mela Batli. It's crumbs, they're bottle anyway. And Mela, he says, shake off the tablecloth with the crumbs onto the floor. He's okay. Brichadosh, Tafman Dalad over there. Ava Pirurim ain't Tarach Lavaron. What do you have to get rid of crumbs for? He says, because I'm here in Perakamad of Tzokin. Habaydik Torah Shevatel, my timer, Pirurim, like Hashimi, my male Batli, he says, a bottle on the throne anyway. And therefore, according to this, you have a Torah, Rishem the Rosh. Rishayisif HaPrichadosh. What's the chat? He's going to have Chila spread out the crumbs all over your floor. There's no Bal Yeroy, there's no Chiv Bittul. And therefore, L'Choyra, up until this point, from what we're seeing, there will be no reason B'chol to clean it up. Don't say it. You just crumbs the chametz on the floor. You're horrified? Too bad. Nothing to be horrified about. So as of now, everything we've seen in Hadin points very clearly to the fact there's zero concern with crumbs at all. Nothing to be worried about altogether. Elamai, the only thing we saw was the ritual of the Shem Gedei Lado, Machmirim Ba'atzimon. So it's their own chumra, and he also feels that clearly, Lav Milsehi, no need to do that. It's only a chumra of Gedei Lado. Okay. So, this is all to do with Pirurim. So let's move on. What about past Pirurim? Pirurim are crumbs. Right? Bottle Mele. What about something that is not a kazayas, but it's not a pirur either. Not a crumb, not a kazayas. It's part of a kazayas, yeah? Less than a kazayas, a piece of something, clearly visible and able to pick it up and eat it easily. But it's not a kazayas. So here, one of the medayit in the Lashon HaGemara, Pirurim, is Memela Batli. But something that's part of Mekazayis, but it's not a Pirur. So your status is that it's Batli Memela. So what is the Makar to this Shaila? This is a Mishnah in Sochem Dach Mem Hamad Aleph. That's Arevo. This is a mixing bowl. This is where they would knead the dough inside this mixing bowl. And this is a famous Mishnah, Botek Shebesidke Arevo. Dough in the cracks of the mixing bowl. Over there it says, if there's a kezayis, the mokim echad, if there's a kezayis worth of dough in one place, it has to be mevayer, and if not, bottle b'miyuta. It's bottle. Less than a kezayis, bottle b'miyuta. Now the Gemara handles back and forth there. Lo yizeh hazman v'amokim to start getting into the whole sugya now. But Anigel in Yonani was Lishna Basra over there, that's Gemara Fezois, that if there's pochis mikazayis in the bowl, not in the cracks of the bowl, it's inside the bowl. You have pochis mikazayis inside the bowl. Again, let's make this clear. There's two different metzias of dough that could be in a bowl. It could either be dough in the cracks of the bowl, which was deliberately put in there in order to keep it together, right? They didn't have glue those days. They used the dough to, in the place of glue, right? They put in a wet dough, and when it would harden, it functioned as a glue. That's one kind of metzias. Another kind of metzias is a plain dough sitting inside the bowl. So what comes first? That if it's not Baltic Sheva Steed Kerev, which is made as a glue, you do have to be Mavayat. Even Paul has Mikazayas, you do have to be Mavayat. Elamai. As they stay on. Comes the Meiri and other Yishenim on the spot, and they say, wait. Even in a case where it's not the Steed Kerev, but rather it's pieces that are inside the bowl, that are just plain pieces of food sitting there, you're still not chayiv levayis. Unless, in a chenami, each of these pieces is less than a kezayis, but altogether you do have a kezayis, then you have to be levayis. But if you don't have a kezayis, even when you take everything together, it's still less than a kezayis. A bunch of little pieces, and altogether, it doesn't add up to a kezayis. Sach hakoyu. You don't have a kezayis over there. You don't have to be levayis. There's no bali rol bali motzah. These are from Edi and other Yishenim. Off and on. Shagetaya, and Shul Shagetaya, and Peyalef, the end of Simon Peyalef, he says, the pochis mikazayis, afilu iser derabonon nami leka. There's no iser even with derabonon. A pochis mikazayis, ki demuchach kula shmaitse de bostik shel sitkare. As is clearly apparent from the entire sugya of bostik shel sitkare, this is what many of you show them all, and this is the way Shagasayas. That chat is when you have pochis mikazayis, the emes pochis mikazayis, of bosek, shem sitke areva, you don't have to be mevayir. It's only when it only adds up to a kazayis. In other words, somehow or another, in order to be mechayis, in beer, you need to have a kazayis. Yeah? Well, the chat is, how do you have the kazayis? Okay. But if it's less than a kazayis, less than a kazayis. Even with the rabbonim, he says, there's no issue. Frek the Shagatarya, one little piece of lumber. Frek the Shagatarya, I don't understand this. How could it be that Pochus Mikazayis, there's no Isabari Rabbi Mose, and therefore you could just leave it there in your own of Ayat? What happened to the cloud that everybody knows? Chassi Shir, also Menatayr. All over. You have such a cloud. Chassi Shir, also Menatayr. So Pochus Mikazayis, what's the heter? Frek the Shagatarya. So the Shagasaya, Bal Yiroya, doesn't have a Chatzisha. Why? He says, the Gemara says, why is it that Chatzisha is Taka Asam Hatayah? There's a reason for it. It's not because you're seeing it as Chatzisha. It's because a Chatzisha is also because Chodzile is Tarufe. In other words, it can be Mestarif further along. And since it can be mitzvah further along, so from the start we say Yisuro Ka'ochel, you're eating the Dvar Yisro from the start. Now, Zof Tishagetayi, the high time of Lishayach El Be Yisuro Achil, that's how to say Chodzul Tzarufe, that's true by Yisuro Achil. Why? Because Kaimel and Oichel Kizayis and Kidei Shir Achil Ostras, mitzvah v'chayim Olof. Which means, if you continue to eat, and you finish a Kizayis Kidei Achil Ostras, which will be up to 9 minutes, so, it's tzar v'chayim olam. Kumtos, that a person ate one little bit right now. Keeps on eating, and keeps on eating, and keeps on eating, and keeps on eating, until Kedei Achilas Pras, he finished their kezayis. Kumtos, that kol shehu that he ate in the very beginning was part of an entire kezayis of Isser that he ate l'mafreya, right? The yum etzar v'mashal l'shir achila, which means, when did the Isser start? When he ate the last bit? Of Adonish. The Isser is this whole thing. He ate from the first second until 9 minutes later. You're busy eating Isser the whole time, and that's how we keep on watching and watching, and you have your finger on the pulse, and you're watching, and the 9 minutes are up, and you got a whole Kezayis there. Every bit that you eat that's Pochus Mikazayis It's a Dvar Issa. If it wasn't a Dvar Issa, it wouldn't be Mustarif at the end either. Then that's the Svara of why you say Hafti Shir is also an Atayra because Chazir lit Seruf. However, Fezo is the Shagatari of the Gabi Bal Yiroi. The Afilon Yashlim, the Boss has a man Lashir Kazayis, Enoi Oive Elomi Kanu Lahabo, which means. In Bal Yoba, it doesn't go that you work backwards and now you start looking where did it come and where did it end up. It doesn't matter. What matters is, the minute you have a Kazayis, now you have an Issa. How about a minute earlier? A second earlier? There's no Issa being done. It doesn't collect. By all my muscles, you have a kezayis. With eating, there's a ma'isa achila going on, and that ma'isa achila continues with each bit that you eat, even though none of it is ever there on the plate or in your mouth at the same time. However, even the smaller bit at the end, that's how it gathers together. By all my muscles, like the shayisai, doesn't work that way, and therefore, einoi oiver al shehir is pohes mikasher klal the lishaova. Not over, and even backwards, even on Mafreya. You don't look back and say, oh, that's where he started to be over. No, he didn't start to be over. He started to be over when you have a kezayis. That's where it starts. Ela Allah, habom yishol shereshim lekashim. Therefore, zok teshagisayis, there's no mokim to worry about less than a kezayis. The gal v'ayob ha'imotze, there's no chazit tarufi, and there's no iser on pochas mikashir kezayis.
Isn't there, there's no iser anyway on ta'irah if it's not together. If you have a chatizayis in one place, chatizayis in another place, there's no ba'yura. But if you ate something, half chatizayis here and half chatizayis 4 minutes later, then it is mistaken.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
So that's saying, even if you had a full chatizayis in your house.
So then you can talk about these fashidna discussions there in the place, can anything more about them, about if they're chutzim and shochem, what can happen, could you stick it together, can't you stick it together? But besides that, though, you do see them. Both of them when there is a kli that's mitzaref or something that's mitzaref, some mokim of pirus, if mitzaref fills his eyes, then the shayla comes. What's mitzaref? But either way, you're not going to have it when it comes to ba'yiro. You're not being mitzaref or anything that was dear and it's less than a kazayis.
Right. But the phrasing is definitely true. That if you had it, another thing came in later. You're not able from before.
Quite.
Right. Now, but he's eating, so it's not that way. Right. He's
what's the timing? So I'm sorry. Racham Tzvi in Siman Pei Vav at another two time in Lehetta. The Shari Tshuva down the Tochman Beis brings those reasons of the Racham Tzvi. There's a Tshuva Teres Chesed in Siman Rem Dalet who brings two reasons to be Matir Chassi Sheh Rav Yeroya. One of them is Pachas Mikazayis is like Pirir. So it's Ramei Lobatri. In other words, that's the Svara that we should be familiar with. In other words, what does he do? He says, when is the Chassi Sheh a problem when that chati shir is dear as a chati shir at least. If it's at least dear as a chati shir, you could say you have the issa, you just don't have enough. But if it's mamela batli, to whatever degree you can say mamela batli, you don't have a chati shir either, you have nothing. Therefore, to whatever degree, to whatever extent, you say pochas mikazayis doesn't exist, it's mamela batli. So mamela batli, mamela, you don't even have a chati shir either. That's one of his time of the Teras Chesed. Altogether, there's five different reasons.
The whole shear of Peruvim, because I is a Peruvim, you're going to be up the call of day is required.
No, Peruvim is Zicha Bottle.
No, but I'm saying if you had Peruvim in a clip, one clip, you keep adding Peruvim until you have a Chassi Shear, until you have a Shear exercise. It's not going to be also? You're still going to call it Peruvim?
Only if they're Emes Mutzparif. In other words, if they join up and they're no longer crumbs, then
I have a box full of Peruvim.
Crumbs, yeah.
And they're crumbs.
If they're dry and there's no way for them to stick together, then they're crumbs. They're all bottle. All of them are bottle. Crumbs are crumbs.
I buy a bag of crumbs. That's 16 ounces bags of breadcrumbs. You're not
You're both making a cogent point right now there, which is that's something that the Chachim bought as crumbs. Right? That was bought to be used together as crumbs. But that's like a Nayamaisa. That's a different child. In other words, all the virum that we're talking about over here is not something that was made as crumbs to be used as crumbs. That's what you both are discussing right now. That you added something that became crumbs out of something that you really should not have used as crumbs. But if you're talking about breadcrumbs that's in a bag in a chanami, that would be a different story. Okay. So we have, again, these Yishenim will hold the pochas mikazayis, is not an Indian at all in Bali Rav. However, the Rif and other Yishayim hold the finished Shabbat. And that the Issa of the Gemara on Bostik Shabbosoycha Reva, Bostik Shabbosoycha Reva, not Bostik Shabbosidke Reva. Bostik Shabbosidke Reva in the crack. But even Bostik Shabbosoycha Reva, even though that's inside of a bowl, Pachis Mikazayis is a problem, and it doesn't depend on having a Kazayis Tachakar. It's even if it's Pachis Mikazayis. As long as it's not Pirurim, it's also anyway. Why would that be? Could be that they don't agree with any of these times that say that Chafi Shir is Mutar by Bal Yirah, but they hold, for whatever reason, that it is also. So this is one place where we have to start paying attention. So they say, Yoyser Mepirurim, Mepachas Mekazayis, it's a problem. It's an Issa. Now in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Pachas Mambeis, in Seif, Zion, Ches, Yud Aleph, the Metia or the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is to the Shita Samakina, which is the Pachas Mekazayis, there isn't any Bali Rabbi Mote, even Midrabbah. But the Morgan Avram explains that, explains the Shulchan Aruch is taking the Das and the Kilom over here, the Pachas Mekazayis, is not a problem by Rabbi Mose. And here in Sivkot and Yud, like to the Morgan Avram, Avol Das Har Beis Poiskim, the Emeiri Osui Lechazek, if it's not there to be part of the bowl, as a piece of glue, whatever it is, which means it has a different function, which is bottled to the thing it's now been mitzarif to, Afil of Pachas Mekazayis Chayim Levari. Brings the Machmirim, and he says that's Harbei Poiskim, and why? It's an Issa min Atoira Vayro Vayimotze. And Shambhu over here in Sukkot Lama Gimel brings that Magen Avraham. Nor HaShulchan is Mekel, like the Mekila, the Rishonim are Mekel, which is the Smak, the Meiri, the Shulchan Aruch, min Adin, but even Nor HaShulchan says, that even though Menadin, you can make on Pachas Mekazayis, but that's not the minig of Kal Yisrael. I mean, Menhogo, therefore, he says, you do have to get rid of Pachas Mekazayis, again, not Midoraiso, even Midorabonon, but Menhogo, yes, that's Aruch HaShulch. But, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Morgan Avraham, that Menadin you have to get rid of it. Shulchan Aruch HaRavs, if Chofches and Choftes over there, Paskins Beferish, and with no suffix, that there is a seal of Bar Yoba Yimote, on what's in the Kazayas. So this is, again, Pirurim we got rid of, Pachas Mekazayas, Machloik is Yishoinim, Shulchan Aruch seems to be noted like the Mekilim, however we see the Paiskim, big Paiskim, are yet concerned with that Chumra of Harbe Yishoinim. Come take that. So, Pirurim, Lekula Alma, Pirurim Amelo Batli, there's no Bar Yoba Yimote. Pachit Mekazayas, Pachit Yishoinim. Morgan Avraham, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaChayim, Amachmer LaMaisa. La'alocha, therefore, these are the poskim that should be Pirim on HaChayim. La'alocha, he must be Machmer, even less than Kazayis, as long as it's more than Pirim, which are the Meir Lebach. Okay? So come to Chayt HaZer. L'fi Dvoreinu, Ad Kan, what are we actually looking for in our Pesach today? We're not looking for crumbs. Okay, that's from Meir Lebachli. We didn't find anyone who disagrees with that. We're looking for something that's at least more than Pirurim. It has at least a certain amount of substance, something substantial, even if it's Pachas Mekazayis. So, Oy Vazoy shouldn't be the worst thing to clean for Pesach. Because basically, if you swept the entire house, anything that's a little bigger, anything that's not a crumb, you should be after fine. So what's there? Pirurim. Crumbs, and maybe the crumbs are on Chayinu's back end. You're going to have to start searching like who knows what. But the Vaila, we find no reason that anyone should have to do that because nobody's machmer to say such a thing. It could be against the Gemara.
But you have like cereals or big pieces that fall onto like a couch and stuff.
Have to deal with that. But again, up until this point, the pastures, it should be less complicated than most of us would think. Chayinu, we have again a Gemara. We have a Ritzu and a Rosh, we have a Shulchan Aruch, a Magen Avraham, all of them say, the famous Pirurim Meila Batli. Why do we go to such lengths? Being Beidik B'chayin is Dakin, and Lamaisa, it says that in Shulchan Aruch, right? Being Beidik B'chayin is Dakin. What are you being by before the chayyur is back in? What's talking chayyur is back in? Perurim, perurim and meil mafti. So what is it in this? What's going on? So that's not only our kasher, chayodom, ester kasher. For all kuf, you test, you evolve, you bring the aloha, v'dik, v'choyer nizdakim, and yes, ester kasher. Ava gav, v'choyer nizdakim, ein locha, shal locha, it's kolshu, you're going pirurin, pirurin, v'meil v'batli. Now you're over v'shamayfen, you can't be over on krom, so what are we doing? You call mocha. Listen carefully, because this is going to be a big part of what the rest of what we're going to spend our time on here. You call mocha. M'chashosho d'shem ayovi lechoyim, Tzorich levarid afilu kol shehu. In other words, there's a different chashashe. Not by Yovah Yimotzeh. There's a chashashe by Yovah Yimotzeh. Anyone who's familiar right in the beginning of Pesachim Achleikas, first Achleikas, Rashi, Pesach.
Luskriyafu. The Gorn talks about it, Luskriyafu, something that's tasty.
Yeah. Enoch and Amin, even a crumb, you might eat it. And that's what he's worried for himself. And he brings this from the Riyaz. The Riyaz is one of the Rishonim. Right? He's brought usually in the back and shows the Akibayim on the Rif. He brings the Piskei Riyaz constantly. Brings the Chayodim, Azir Shteit in Riyaz. Shema Yovi Lo'ochla, even a Kolshu. Which means, even though it's clear that he doesn't have nobody, nobody must say, but to eat Chometz for Pesach, you do a Chometz for Pesach is B'mashu. Even if you eat a drop of chametz on Pesach, he's still over. And therefore, he says, even a crumb, if you'll eat it, you're being heard about it, the car's over here. And therefore, you have to make sure to clean it all out so that you shouldn't somehow end up eating it. The truth is advanced. He speaks about a chassi zayis, right? More than a pirur. And he says, there's no bal yiroi, that's his shita, his makeup, mota. But then he asks the kasha, the chayodom, what he has to claim for Pesach. If anyway, we don't care about Pirurim, and the whole thing is about Chatzizai. Zokter. Chayshinon shema yovei lo'ochle. And he advises from the last Yishayna. Now this is from Tufus Yishayna. Also, not only the Riyaz. Umei haitayim afilu bitel asachomis. V'achakach mosto Chatzizayis tzorich levar. Even though he just finished saying, Chatzizayis, we don't care about. We're not interested in it, but we saw the problem. Of Shem Yavloch, and he's a pirurim. The lav date ilovayu, betili remelo leinishali avelo by Rabbi Motzer, afilo mashilahu, which means, even though pirurim are bottle anyway, you're not even by Rabbi Motzer, even if you leave them around, avelo betili remelo leinishali oichel oichel chomet. It's bottle, you shouldn't be even by Rabbi Motzer. That bottle got me achila. If you eat it, you're over. And therefore, you can't have it. In order that you should make sure that you don't eat it.
As long as you at the end.
Huh?
As long as you at the end. If it's mixed with else, not usher.
Oh, it doesn't come bottle either though.
Even Pesach, not usher, still only the bottom, right? Because shishin is still bottle, but it's more than shishin.
Alpha, that's the bank of the bottom. Alpha, we'll speak about the sort of. Now, the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer, Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael was a sefer written for Jewish soldiers. The Yizikah was not looking for chumras, it can be clear, he's trying to make it as simple as possible for them. But in Perek Yotzei Pei over there, he writes that you must be bodeh b'chorin as dakim for pirurim, like the Chayodim says. Shem Yovi lo'achlo Yisrael. Again, even though you're dealing with soldiers here, they need every cooler you could find. But Lamaisa Zokhtar, and the Pichodosh, and other Achorin hold, you don't have to clean the pirurim. The Yigasmosh even, and the Rechaim. Still, again, Razvaz, Riyaz, Chayodom, Chofetz Chaim, the old Paschal Achmer. And therefore, that's why we have a minhag Yisrael to clean even crops and get rid of them. And that's because of Bayro Bayimotze, where there's no mokim bechalal, to be choshesh bechalal, because of Mele Batli, but Dafka only because of a chash shem yovel ochle. Kum tachos, that we manage well over here, from one side to the other, from ignoring crumbs altogether, to seeing that the mechoy is to clean crumbs. So now, there's a couple of things that have to be added before we are mashing the picture and get into any halacha l'maaseh. Number one, what's the halacha? If you know, you definitely have a kezayis chometz in a certain place. But it's in a place that ain't Yodei Magas. Can't reach it. Can't get there. Shulchan Harav, big Yisrael over here. Tosfos Gimel, if you test. He's speaking about chometz that falls between the floorboards. And you can see that it's there. You see chometz between the floorboards. You look down through the crack, you see a big piece of chometz right there. But you can't reach it. Do you have to undo the floorboards, pick them up, and get down there and take it out? He says you don't have to. Sharei ikes hakonas b'dikas chometz achashe bitloi einoi elo mishum gzeiro shema yovilo ochloi. Since the whole thing is not because of my old aymot, because he's ochmavaf. Elomai, it's all because shema yovilo ochloi. V'zeh chometz shemulich b'mok v'sheini yochla hachnis yovilo zoichoi. You can't get your hand in there. V'vazai lo yechlana v'pesach. You're not going to eat it, so what's the chash shema yovilo ochloi?
Today the thing is, it goes in your keyboard, between the keys in your keyboard.
Oh, that would definitely be one good example of that. The only thing is, you have to realize that when you press down one of the keys, you might be able to get it out. If you don't press both of them down together. But in the Kuntra Sacher, like Siddur Shulchan Aruch Harav, it says, the Messias, you could take it apart, and maybe you will. He says, what if something falls down there that's really important to you? What if a diamond ring falls down there? Aren't you going to take the floor apart? I think he's coming to give you mussar. Ha-ha! Not important to you. No, that's what he's saying. He's asking a plain shas. Literally. He's saying, well, what about that shas?
You can't do that in a chol moed.
Can do what?
Take apart the floorboards.
You have to get to something that's important. What's with that?
But
he says it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He's not worried about it. Bittu is enough. Dover rochik. You don't have to start grubbing in the red eye. The truth is, even though the shatat chak ha-godul b'yoyser, it's shayich to do it, but it doesn't work that way. And he brings his number of echoches to that, which shall not be forthcoming right now. With another such inyan where we find such a type of situation, is one of the things that's on the list over there. You have a lot of times a dense, deep carpet. That the SM, your vacuum cleaner is not going to get down to the bottom of it. Body kubanusa. Depends what kind of carpet you have, but if you have such a carpet. And some people do. The deeper carpet. And if you start, you know, grubbing around and pulling apart the zachen and getting to the very bottom, you'll find crumbs and you can vacuum and then it's not going to take it out. So that's on the old shayla. Nope. Same thing over. Well, that's what we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is, you're not going to do that. Well, maybe, who knows, you'll lose $1 million inside there. Okay. You don't have to be chayshish for that at all. Come to chayshish. Even though you have crows which can be seen, found, and whatever it is. But if you can't get it, there's no shasham yovil ochloi, and you don't have to be bedik and mevayeh such crows. So this helps us a lot. Again, if it's inaccessible, we ignore it. That is another very important word that must be thrown in here, also the color. Which is, what about crumbs that are on the floor? And so they're mo'os. He's also not Shashami Yavil Ochloi. How do we know that? The Beis Yosef, Simitof Mem Beis, if Zayin. The Imam Askel Botek, he has a piece there that starts with Kosvu Agrois, it's all managed by the end. And he brings from Agrois, Maimonios, who bring from the Ireian, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. And who says that you have to be Boidik and Mevara small pieces also. And then he adds, though that's in the cracks in a mixing bowl, it has to be at least slightly edible. If not only is it small and less than a kezayis, but on top of that, it's also a little bit dirty. And again, let's pay attention to this loss. It's a little bit dirty. Which means, not bad enough, because that's a much and a little piece of food, but it's not dirty also. And not bad enough that it's dirty, but I see something dirty to get a little bit. Tarsi l'reya say so. Person not that crazy. A little piece of food that's not dirty also. In the chayit l'vayis. Kuf tachay tazer. A kezayis, plain by Rabbi Mose, unless it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. But pochis me'kezayis, it's enough, it should be posel tzatz, matun of tzatz. It's a little bit dirty. I think that Beis Yosef, Magen Avraham brings him to Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, they all bring him down to Halacha. Again, why? It all goes back to the svaros that we just went through, which is, we're not talking about Bayir Obayi Motse. Since we're not talking about Bayir Obayi Motse, the only thing is Akshash Shema Yovi Lachloi anyway. So Ramela, it's small and dirty. And the whole reason for B'diko beer in this is only a Bayir, so you're not going to. And Ramela, if this can die again. As they state in Beis Yosef, and like I said, you better actually bring it back. Bring it back. So Ramela, Ayoy Kilonim, he calls that. Kizayis, Shash Bayir Obayi Motse, as long as I'm Isol Meachir Vaskela. Pochis Mekazayis, we're Machmer, like the Achroinim who are Machayim to Rebar, who are like those you showing them, but Nimach Tzas, the same with the Beis Yosef, Magen Avraham, Shachon Chadav, Shachon Bure, you don't have to be Rebar, especially when it's Pirurim. And what's the Yisoy the Inyan? As long as it's Roy Lachila, and you can get to it after Rebar, Shami Yovil Ochla. If you can't get it, or it's not really la'achila, you don't have to be mevayer, anything less than a kazayis. So now that we have that background, let's start getting down to the house, l'maisa, our houses, and let's try to refer back here and there to the yisaidus, basically the way the approach has to go to getting down to the kishah. L'maisa geret, the place where the most chashoshes, real chashoshes are, is obviously going to be the kitchen. For more than one reason. First of all, it's the place where your food is all year. Second of all, it's the place where your food is on Pesach. Therefore, for both of those reasons, the kitchen is the most serious. Because it's the place that the food is most likely to be, and it's the place where your Pesach, bigger food, has most chance of having some shaykhs to come and get contact with whatever food is left there. And therefore, this is the answer to that. So, you want to have chumres, I have chumres. We don't hate. Well, hopefully, if we get to it, we'll even see why it's kedai. But either way, I'll find a void. You have to start from the place that's serious. I mean, when I say start from, I don't mean that you should start that when the lady starts 3 months before Pesach cleaning. So it doesn't make sense to start in the kitchen. But when you're closer off and you're doing the serious work, the furthest away from Pesach, while you still have energy to clean, it's kedai to the emes put the kreches into the kitchen where there is a chashash, if anywhere, of Shem Riyah v'Nochle. Now, why? So as was just mentioned before, Shulchan Aruch states that chumr the Pesach is, that's chomet tafilu be'elef loy bosel. Shulchan Aruch Harav and Tosman Zayin, Seif Dalid, brings it even, afilu ba'alfei halofer, it's not bosel. So that's, Tachaloch HaLamayt. Therefore, the kitchen, you don't want even one drop to fall into your Pesach food, because it could ask it. Another important akdama, in anything else, all of these two. Nois and Tam with Gam, 24 hours past, you take a Blias, Nois and Tam with Gam, it's not awesome. By Chomis, it's not so, you take a Chomis, take a pot, and you cook Pesach, take a food in it, Dr. Amor, Minig of Ashkenazim is, we do not eat anything like that. Even something that was cooked in a chomet de kekeli, a nice pound of gam, even the diever, you cannot eat that. And therefore, you have to be definitely more machmir in the kitchen, because you don't want to end up with any chomet inside your food. And that's the reason why, l'maisa, we do find chomet klaiso has very stark chomet when it comes to the countertops, for example. Be'etem, l'maisa, any other iso, what you would do is clean it well and leave it for 24 hours. There's no mamashes there. Leave it 24 hours, and even in the tzad that any plea has come out, we're going to sit down with gum, fasting, right to your father. So, why are we knowing to kasher our countertops? And not only that, is the minute you saw is not to cover it after kashering it, oh, hey, what's the big deal that we're going so wild about? Teretz is vayta. The ikashailas are in the kitchen, and that's getting it. And therefore, so that's, look, regular stuff is regular stuff. Let's not get into that. But let's get into the shilas. For example, I think one of the shilas on the paper probably is, you have to pull out your fridge, right? And what if you have all the time pulling out your fridge? If somebody comes over to me today, I wanted to make sure I don't make anyone's life too easy, and tells me, I pulled out my fridge, and I'm okay. Baruch Hashem. But l'maisa, is there a chiyuv to pull out your fridge, yes or no? And what if you can't? So you call a goyim to help him pay him a few bucks, and ask him to help you pull your fridge out, yes or no? So we saw clearly, Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you cannot easily take out the fridge on your own without help, Shulchan Aruch Harav clearly you can still throw out of here. There's no chash on the other achloi, and therefore there's not going to be any chiyuv of bdikah or beer behind your fridge, unless it's something that you can personally easily do on your own. If you need a bunch of chevra to heave, and then afterwards you're on your back for 2 weeks afterwards, please do not do that. Rather, have a seder with your family and the rest of Pesach as well.
But it's so dirty underneath there. Any crumbs there will be very, very dirty.
Yeah. Oh, that's the first time. How about that?
I'm always pushed that you're going to be sleeping on Pesach and things might come out or a spill might happen and not, you know, things could come out.
I would say for that chashash, I would say, do your best sweeping job that you could possibly have a dream of doing before Pesach. And then you're not going to sweep anything out further than that, because here you're forcing in your broom, gambling. More than that, the shtar is coming. Yeah?
The sun comes out, it comes out real dirty.
Oh, take the detail. Okay, what about...
Easy to move, then you don't have this...
If it's easy to move, yeah. 1 second. If it's easy to move, then you'll have to be selling this basket only on that water that's dirty, so you don't open it. Although, if you're not going to take it out, you can definitely be selling that's dirty, yeah? Because without that, you can really complain with that. You want to throw that in also? How about it? But if you can pull it out easily, you probably should. It's probably dirty, probably. Not 100% sure, therefore. Maybe you'll have one chair there you can pull half around in it. Yeah. Now, what about bringing a plumber to uninstall your washing machine and move it out? So you do that to bring up Sa'uman in order to be machmir chumra de Pesach. So weiter. Here, I go straight back to the plain Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, Toflam Gimel Sukkot Mem Hei, Chomash and Oflo of Mapoilas, the Lekula Alma Einoi Mechuyev Lifkar Poyalim, the Fakeach Hagal. You don't have to hire anybody, he says, to help you uncover chomets. Whatever you can't do on your own, you don't do. And again, by the way, that story, let's be clear. So about chomets yodua. You know that there's chomets under there for a fact.
And it's a kezayis,
but it's over the mimenu. Say, you don't have to hire any workers to do this. Okay. What about cleaning the refrigerator itself on the inside? It does need to be cleaned, absolutely. And anyone who knows what goes on in refrigerators, they need to be cleaned. You don't have to kasher your refrigerator. However, there is a minig yisrael that people have to cover the shelves even after they clean them. However, practical advice, which most people here on the FME are very clearly aware of, do not fully cover your shelves to an extent that the air can't get through. And therefore, if you have the kinds of shelves that have these closed slats, make a bunch of holes in them, it's zero problem. So it has to be covered 150% and hermetically sealed, like they call it. Rather, it has to be in a knife that the cold can get through. That's a Eitz HaTeiva. So otherwise, yes, there is such a minute to cover the refrigerator shelves. They're not to be able to maltash this by throwing everything out after a few days because it spoils. Now, there is a Yiddish minhag not to eat any food that fell on the floor. And that avono of it today's days is very poshut, because everybody who's in the house is also outside the house, unless you're one of them, please don't take this personally. Unless you're one of the houses where you have to take your shoes off as soon as you walk in. Most people's houses, people live in them, and you walk in from the street, and in the street there's chometz, so when you walk in with your shoes from outside, anything could happen. It comes off your shoes onto the floor of the house, and therefore, no chiyuv to necessarily min hadin throw out any food that fell on the floor, but you definitely, if something fell on the floor and you do want to eat it, you should definitely wash it well before, clean it off, and it goes for kelim. Anyone who had a shayla, what's the pshat that people have a minute, that can't eat it, falls on the floor, and eat it the rest of Pesach. So that's a chumra de Pesach. But that it falls on the floor and you don't continue to eat with it until it's washed well, that the chayr is a double poshut. Now, here comes the shayla, what about checking chayr nuzdakin of pots? Yeah? You have to, when you clean off your chometzdik of pots, you have to kratz and kratz and make sure that you came to any piece of chometz that there is.
Ones that you're not using.
What?
Ones that you're not using.
That's right, things that you're going to put away. Things that you're going to put away. Not going to use it all day. So, there are people who face it that way for some reason. And what would the reason be? After the Mechaber says over there, that even after, he says clearly, even after you washed the Arevos, you hear that, Mechaber? you take a mixing bowl and you wash it, there's no way for you to be left with less than a kazayas of dough in it. So as soon as you try to square that with your reality, you understand that that's not the matzias that we have. That's not our matzias today, b'chalal, at all. In the old days, clearly they needed to do that. But our pots today are smooth. They're smooth pots. And our matzias, everyone knows what the matzias is. There's no kazayas of chametz left on any pot. As soon as you washed it normally in the sink, there is no kazayis left, and there's no chati zayis left either. And remember, that's not the story that it used to be. It's regular stuff. There's no chametz be'en, and there's no chiyuv today to kratz pots, especially if you're selling it with the chametz. The chavada, no problem at all. Whoever wants to do it, after you finish cleaning for Pesach, what the Torah wants you to do, then you can continue by doing that as well, as long as you can still be up for the seder also. Now what about further in the kitchen? You have sometimes stains on the stove. Not ashamed by mamish, but you know, grease stains on the stove and things like that. The ma'isa, again, what do we finish with? Is that all the chashash is shami yavil ochle. There's no shami yavil ochle and not ashamed by mamish, and therefore the aloha is, again, you want to kratz rive and shire, stay taken. It's a big schos for Klal Yisrael, but it has to be left after you finish doing what you actually are supposed to do. A telephone. So the ma'aser, telephone, hametzias, everybody tainas, is that telephone always ends up with chametz inside them. And therefore, to break the telephone, absolutely not. But something that's easy to open, you should open and take it out, because there definitely are people, everybody eats. Everybody eats with their telephone, and the mailer, there is chametz inside it. Ain't no de magas, a vastly believer of a dayoy, like it says. I like the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins, and therefore, you can ignore it further than whatever you can get out of it.
A toaster
can have a
kazayis. Huh? Toaster
can have a kazayis. Toaster. Can have a kazayis in it. The toaster, toaster over. So these things, okay, have to really be turned over and banged on. Whatever you can get out of it, it should come out. Now, what about, okay, cleaning the stove itself, by the way, if it's a stove that the stove top easily opens up, to do that, because you can have access to stuff down there, which could definitely be real food there. And you should definitely take it out. If it's not openable, well, it's not openable, and we fall back on Shulchan Aruch Harav and everyone else. What about the dining room? The dining room. You have dining room chairs. Dining room chairs, mitzad echod, perurim remeila batli. So if there's only crumbs, remeila batli, you have no bari robari mote, and no problem with that. But sometimes you could have enough in there. Sometimes it could get into cracks behind the seats, around the seats, under the seats, between, or whatever, and sometimes ad kedei, that it's much more than perurim, either because each one is inside, or there's a kazayis going on there altogether, and therefore, if there's a food stuck to the chairs, which is not just something crazy, a crazy idea, so a person should look for the, whatever chametz is there, because if there's taka up to a kazayis, could be that you're not dindish, you're asking Rabbi Medina the Gemara. Whatever you can't get to, back to Shulchan Aruch Harav, and you don't have to do more than whatever you can get to on your own. What about the china closet? The china closet, a lot of people have interesting menhagim when it comes to the break front or whatever they call it. Once it's cleaned, and everything was cleaned, you cleaned it, and you cleaned the kalim in there, there's no chametz in there, nothing has any chametz on it. When I did, there is zero issue to leave your chametz and the kalim in plain sight and in plain view within that break front. It's all fine, beis. If beis, the mechaber says, to put all of your nice kalim onto the table for the seder. Make them a shabur over there, that's a maril, at the seder, he put on his table kalim that he had as a mashkin from a goy. Here it is. Forget about Pesach and Chol Mishanish. He's playing Taufis probably using those kalim. Makes the Chol Shailas, how he's there, put on his table. How is the ladder of the Tachri Shemishpon? Well, the Maitre Gered, he put it on his table. Now, most people don't do that, but to leave it closed in your china closet, it's not a problem, even though, again, I said people are interested in Hagam when it comes to it, and a lot of people fear they have to put in these big papers that block off all the Chomets of the Kekalim. Fine, I'm not getting in the way of that, but I didn't. There's no need to do that. What do you have to take out of the break from? Things that Itaki can't clean. For example, if you keep your challah board in there, so you can have a big problem with that. You have benches and mirrors in there, you have a big problem with that. Those are things that you can have Chomets all over them and you can't get it off. So those things, the taka should make sure to put away. Leichter, what about Leichter? Why they have no beliefs in them? And when they limit adin, you could ignore them altogether. You don't have to do anything with them, you can continue to use them just the same as all year. But some people have a minig, and it's this is an easy minig, which is do irifli rishon. Take any kind of pot that you haven't used for chometz in the last 24 hours, and pour it over the leichter, at least the bottom of the leichter, if the pot sits on the table by some people, if it sits on your chometz liquor table, and that should be enough. By the way, if we're already on the subject of the break front, so some people keep their, those who are drinkers, keep their mashka sometimes inside the break front. So if it's wine, hey, but if it's beer, it shouldn't be in there. And if it's chometz liquor schnapps, you should also make sure to think about that and get it out of there. If that's what you have inside your break front, then it should be out. Now what about smoke? This is one of the answers to Shaivas. Does one need to make bedikas chometz on all of their svarim? Now this is a very, very faithful question today. Because people who have svarim, it's a very big deal. So, first of all, let's start with what you do have to do with svarim. The svarim that are at the level that they're reachable easily by the human hand. And especially the svarim that are on the level that are reachable by little hands. You need to empty out those svarim from the svarim shah. I'm not talking about what you think of the svarim itself. So take them out of the swan shine and check behind them, because that's zichabodikum minister, that it can always be any house that has little kids in it. You never know who puts what, where, when, and your kid didn't want to finish off the sandwich or didn't like the cross, so they stuck it behind the swan. And so that's definitely something that you should pull out and take it out of there. But what about checking the insides of every safe? So first of all, so let's start from the fact. Obviously, you're not going to find, even if you're a big masmid and a big lamb, you're not going to find the kazayas inside your safe. Hopefully not. Unless you're very distracted, and even so, the cover won't close. So what's in there? If anything, you're dealing with them with crumbs. You're dealing with crumbs, a ma'itaba, a ma'itarab. You're going to ma'itarab. Simon Kufay and Chesi writes that he feared on the night of the Kishomet to check each of his chorim lo'ir on there. Now, that's a pellet. What about the room of Eilat Batli? Thomas, he was worried about Shami Yomil Ochloi. And he learned Shatak like this right at the beginning of Psalchim and says that that's the reason for B'dikas Chometz on there. Shami Yovel Lochli, so therefore he made such a B'dikas. The Chazon Ish, Simon Kuf Kazayin says, Shami Yovel Lochli goes on Pirurim also. And therefore, he has to check every Sefer or sell it with the Chometz. The Chazon Ish Hashita. Chari, that would be Shat Megro also. But Lamaita, it's an impossibility nowadays. It's an impossibility nowadays. I'm not saying to everybody, hopefully. My drach of every year is that it should be an impossibility. So you have enough swarm in the house, it should be an impossibility. And I'm always excited, there's no question that he does not have so many swarm in the house, or even a fraction of the amount of swarm that we have access to Baruch Hashem today. And people have very big oitzers of swarm, Baruch Hashem. It would take you a few days to go through every single page of every sefer. And the mail, what we're playing with is the pre-chodesh and all the places to hold that perurim are bottle, and therefore you don't have to be begging for them at all. And if you look in Chus Farhoyes of Rav Moshe Sternbuch, he says that he's the enikel of the Gra, and he says that the Gra was not boidik all of his svarim, and he only was boidik his svarim that he used the shat ha-sudan. And that is definitely tibai. Svarim that you use by the student. In other words, if you have specific svarim that you use, let's say, to say, the great Torah at Shabbos by the table, marshal, and it's on the table with the challah and the crumbs, clearly tibai to be boidik those. That's a Gra also, Hashem Yamesha, Hashem Yapam, that's a Defer Zecholso, that anything that they didn't particularly use at the table, they were not Baidik for Chometz. However, best idea is, try your best all year. Lamantiska is saying, taste the Meir Slank Rachayach, that's to bring. That one way to Lamantiska is saying, taste the Meir Slank Rachayach, is not to bring Svarim to the table all year, because you're thinking about Pesach, and of course, for sure, even if you decide not to be Baidik to Svarim, which again is very clear grounds not to be Baidik them, do not bring them to the table though on Pesach, because again, Shemi Avil Ochloi in the place of eating is the place where it's most serious, that issue. We discussed the carpet, deep in the carpet. Again over there you can be Semich on both Svaris. Hey, in the Svarim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Of that it's that you can't get to it or you don't get to it, and hain the Beis Yosef Svarim, that it's dirty, it's nimas, the tunas ktsas. If somebody, by the way, shampoos their carpet, avada, it can be the tzav that also, because it's that's also pligamit. But on the market, even if you don't shampoo your carpet, you still can be tzaymek on the other svarim, and it's not a problem at all. What about the bedrooms? Okay, so the children's bedrooms, you always have to be ready for surprises. and therefore that's a good place to emes be beidik in a serious eifah. What about pockets? So pockets, there are more rights in Toslam and Gimel if you doubt it. Hakisim, oi bote yad shol begodim, shenoyisnim bohem lefa'omim chomet. Pockets that you sometimes put chomets into, tzrichim bedikah. Zokta mishna brurah from plat. V'nochoin livdei goyisam b'shaat ha-bedikah. In other words, leil yadalad, you're taking your candle and going around, you should go through all the pockets of the clothing while you do that. Now, again, today's days, very difficult to do. Kafa chayim from plat, in Sivkot Peites, brings the levush, who's makel that no, it doesn't have to be part of bedikah lo yamer, it doesn't have to be part of bedikah chomets. Others don't make all on it, for obvious reasons, because it's very dangerous. There's not being money eat five pockets with a candle. It may not be the greatest, the most brilliant idea. Others say that it doesn't have to be that nice, because once things were banned, has gone through and cleaned already before Leil Yudalit, so maybe it's called Baldic, and once Shem HaChisim HaChomet, so Mokum Baldic already. Therefore, you don't have to be Baldic again, Leil Yudalit. And again, today's days, especially the kids, you can have a whole bunch of clothing for every kid because they go through another one every day. And therefore, you could zicher the sermon first of all, you throw it into the washing machine, so it's washed, and besides you, whatever's not washed out, it already has in it a detergent in it, which Memela, it's at least Mimas Ksas, like we saw in the Beis Yosef, and Memela, you can be sermon from that, the divers there. What about toys? Toys, again, we have much more toys today than they used to have. And so therefore, you can just dump a bunch of toys into the bathtub, put in some soap in there. However, again, don't take the kids' books and the kids' toys and bring them into the dining room, because over there, again, when it comes to Shem Yavi L'Ochloi, in a plain oifen, the Zichanat Kedai, to get near that. But as far as Pirurim, Ubal Yobal Yimotze, we saw it's much more cow, but that you'd be yoytzer by washing it in the bathtub. But further than that, when it comes to Shem Yavi L'Ochloi, just inside of the room where the eating is done, you should stay away from that. Now, in principle, the bathroom is a mokum shein machnisim bechomets, and it's in the sort of bedika. Again, however, houses that have little kids in them, everything is possible, and therefore, at least for noiv and off, to make some, you know, examination, is zichra kedai. That's true also about hampers, where there could be things inside that somebody dumped. And that should definitely be paid attention to. One thing that needs to be pointed out very clearly is that I know for myself that more than once this happened to me, and I doubt I'm the only one it happened to, but the vacuum cleaner bag is something that you need to pay attention to get rid of before there's man of Bir Chometz on Erev Pesach. It's only a kedai to make some kind of reminder for, to make sure you get rid of it. And otherwise, there could be a fear of kezayis inside of the bag. What about... one more shayla is all we have time for. Moshe, and Igus Moshe, and Chayla Gimel, Simon, and Zion talks about what happens if in the Shav Hesed, before the Zman Bir, if you threw out Chometz into your own garbage can, and it's in your yard. And tomorrow, the garbage man will come, and they're going to get rid of it. And he says, no, you can't do that. You can't do that, he says. Ayat Tefka. He brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch, where it says, if you threw it, he threw your chometz into a place where the birds should eat it. But they didn't eat it. I used to mock him hefka, and you were very mafkidus by doing that. He still has to be mavayit kol manas b'shus. Why? He could be a chometz b'sreifa. And therefore, mitzvotay b'sreifa, kol man, it's either on your property or in your kelim, which is the garbage bag. And therefore, the only way to take care of that is to make sure you put it out at the curb in garbage bags and not in garbage cans, outside of your property. Otherwise, it has to be either nisum achilas kelev or burned, and that's the only way to get rid of such a problem.